Now, President Donald Trump's popularity slips as he finds himself mired in controversies over Russia's alleged role in his presidential campaign and a seemingly stalled agenda in the White House. Washington Post ABC News poll shows Trump's approval rating has dropped from 42% in April to 36%. This is while President's unpopularity has hit 58%, up from 53% in April. A total of 48% of the respondents strongly disapprove of Trump's performance in office. The poll adds that 60% of all American adults believe Russia tried to change the 2016 presidential election result in favor of Trump. Let's speak to Jim W. Dean. He's the managing editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Atlanta. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, as Trump's popularity slips, what would you say are the main factors causing this? Is it Russia?
A little bit, but actually it's a multi-phase thing. He could be getting very bad advice from his staff. And by that, I mean, once he got in, he began playing to his base when he had already won the election. And he had committed to a very strong list of legislative changes. And he should have had advice that rather than playing 100% to his base, he had to reach out to the other side, because accomplishing his aggressive legislative goals was going to require having some bipartisan support. So number one, he made a huge mistake thinking that I've got the Republican majorities and we're just going to railroad right over the Democrats. And that has really cost him. And he tried to do too much too soon. He had a young, inexperienced staff. So he made a lot of stumbles, and he's paying for that now. And particularly the health care bill is now hung up. So people are beginning to view him as a lot of talk and no action. And even another aspect is he's tried to suck up all the media time with this endless stream of Twitters and commenting on everything under the sun, which a president is really not supposed to have time to do. He has a huge staff to be able to explain what the government's positions are. And the president is never before as a president thought that he has to explain every position every day. And it's wondering, how does he have time to do this when he should be getting briefed and having other people lower down the rung to doing it? So people are beginning to get tired of what I predicted was going to be a president who would run the show like it was a reality TV show.
Right, but Mr. Dean, there was also the factor that right now there were protests held in different cities across the U.S. against Trump spreading quote-unquote fascism. There is that element of intolerance that Trump brings with him that many are saying is dampening their enthusiasm for his term in office.
It has, and he should have. If he'd been smart, he would have eased off on that, because that's a soft point for the Democrats to keep pounding away on that drum, because they want to use that to be able to get win more congressional seats in the next congressional elections, because they have to show in the next congressional elections that there's blowback. That's what counts, not the polls. But can the Democrats pick up 15 seats in the House, possibly one or two Senate seats? That's what a lot of this sparring for, because that's what counts. That can make a big difference in some of these close votes over these very contentious issues that are being debated.
Okay, that's Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.